Bibles this evening and turn to the book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus, you know, this is probably the book that you wouldn't recommend that a newborn Christian read first. In fact, I admit, you know, I try to read through the Bible at least once each year, and for often, I think, oh, I'm coming to Leviticus. And then one time I was reading it, and I began to rejoice. I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. And read it with that in mind, and it becomes a real blessing. But Leviticus is not that book that you want to have your newborn believers look at. And yet, it's a book, just like all the books of the Bible, that as you read them, you will find truths. You'll find verses that become a challenge. They become a blessing, encouragement in your life. And it's a book that we can be encouraged in as believers. As I said, as you stop and realize, I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. You can give thanks for that fact tonight. But in Leviticus chapter 22, beginning with verse number 17, Moses was being given rules and regulations by God to pass on to Aaron and then on to the people of Israel concerning the offerings and sacrifices unto the Lord. Notice a couple of phrases that he mentions here concerning the sacrifices. In verse number 19, he says they are to be without blemish. And then in verse 21, it says it shall be perfect to be accepted. Now, sadly, none of us are here without blemish. None of us here are perfect. And yet, we can offer our sacrifices unto the Lord in a way. But these sacrifices, the sacrificial system in general, were a type of Christ, or were pointing forward to Christ. In our text this evening, God speaks of the sacrifice of thanksgiving. My text verse tonight is verse number 29. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. In about a week and a half, we will be observing Thanksgiving, a holiday that was set aside by President Lincoln for us to stop and give thanks. Now, I realize tonight we can give thanks any day, every night, every morning, wherever it might be. We have so much to give thanks for. But from the regulations being given to Israel regarding the sacrifice, and especially the sacrifice of thanksgiving or the sacrifice of praise, I want us to just see a couple of truths that we can, I believe, apply to our lives today as well. Let's look to the Lord in prayer and then we'll get into it. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we're so thankful tonight for the great privilege that is ours to be able to look into the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for just the blessing that is ours to be a child of the King. And I pray, Lord, tonight that as we look into your Word, that you would guide and direct. I ask, Lord, you protect my lips that I not speak anything amiss, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. As I look at this particular verse, and as he speaks about the offering or the sacrifice of thanksgiving, I see, first of all, the expectation. Notice what it says in verse number 29. And when ye will offer a sacrifice. Thanksgiving is something that I believe God expects from us. Paul said that one of the characteristics of the latter days, The day that you and I are living in tonight is the fact that there is going to be this unthankfulness, a lack of gratitude, a lack of thanksgiving. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parent, unthankful, unholy." Up in Fort Jackson, we pastored there. They at Christmas time, they had what they call the Christmas neighbors. People could turn in their names, and they would tell how many were in the family, who was in the family, the ages of the people in the family, and so forth. And then the companies or churches would take a name, and you would buy Christmas presents. You would provide a Christmas meal for them and so forth. And our church thought, well, that would be a good idea, you know, just a way to let people know that we care for them. And so we would do that. We would people would just bring things in, and we would provide probably several meals. And we would make sure that we bought good gifts for each member of the family. And we did that for 3 years. And not once did we receive any kind of thanksgiving. We didn't do it to just receive thanksgiving. But, you know, people who had need, I thought, well, at least they would call up and say, hey, thanks for this meal, or write a little note. But not one time did we receive. And Paul says it's going to be a time in the latter days where people will be unthankful. And I trust that's not us. I pray tonight that we are not people. You know, we as human beings are, rather than being thankful, we're complainers. You know, sometimes I say, the Lord is so good to us. He gives us all kinds of things to complain about. The heat in the summer, the cold in the winter. You know, so many people coming in this morning, boy, it's getting cold out there. Yeah, it's getting cold out there. But we complain about the weather, we complain about the traffic, we complain about the government, rightly so. sorry about that. You know, at times, we just complain about life in general. You know, we are just natural. But God said to Moses and to the people of Israel, he didn't say, if you bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving, he says, when you bring a sacrifice of thanksgiving. It is God's will. It's God's expectation that we give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 13, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Have a heart of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude in our lives. There ought not to be any question but what we would give thanks. Let it be as natural in our life as walking. As natural, I was going to say, as riding a bicycle, but you know, some of us can't really do that real well. It ought to be more natural than riding a bicycle. It's that which is appropriate in our lives as believers. In Psalms chapter 92 and verse number 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To sing praises unto the Lord. I am not a musician, but I love music. I enjoy the music of our church. This morning, as I was sitting I join in you know, I love to sing. And when I was still on the farm with my brother, I did a lot of singing. Just, I could sing at the top of my voice. And that old W.D. Alice Chalmers just drowned out my voice. I enjoy music. And here this verse, he says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises. Music is in it's what proper way. It's just a wonderful way to praise the Lord. And, you know, even tonight, Brother Benton sang, you know, the praise that it is. Give thanks is that which brings blessing It brings blessing to the one who receives the thanks. But try it. It'll bring a blessing to the one who gives thanks. I have a little reading entitled Electric Bill. I don't know who wrote it, don't know where it come from. It's in my file. This is called Thanksgiving, the Electric Bill. One day while paying my electric bill, I decided to thank the company for the service they were providing me. "Thanks for my electricity," I said. "It's really quite a bargain for all the benefits I received." "What?" said the lady behind the counter in amazement. "That's the first time anyone has ever thanked us. All I ever get around here is complaints." Try it sometime. You might have to pick the person up off the floor after they faint, but you know, are we thankful for things such as that? You know, yeah, we complain about how high the bill is, and it's getting higher and higher every day, but do we ever stop and just thank them for the service? We ought to try it. And so thanksgiving is expected, but thanksgiving is expression. You know, there's a number of ways that we can express our thanksgiving, a number of ways that we can show others that we are thankful. We can do so by the spoken word, just simply saying, thanks. We can do it by a written note. You know, sit down and just jot down a little quick thank note and send it out. We can do it by returning good deeds and so forth. But likewise, we can express thanksgiving to the Lord in different ways. Yesterday, we had our men's prayer breakfast, and pastor usually reads a couple of verses and then makes a few comments. And one thing yesterday morning he was doing, he challenged us men, when we go to prayer, to spend some time expressing praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. We're quick to ask. We're a gimme society. But do we take time to say, thanks, Lord? Thanks for what you've done. Of course, it ought to begin, first of all, with the fact of our salvation. And we can express our thanks to him for that. And one of the ways that we can give thanks unto the Lord, a means or a mode of expressing, it's a means or a mode of expressing glory unto the Lord. In Psalms 69, verse 30, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." Will magnify him with thanksgiving. It is the expressive means of our personal relationship to God. In Colossians in chapter 2, verse 7, "Rooted and builded up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Again, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, "And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." When? It says here in verse 29, "And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving." Giving thanks is that which is expected of us as believers. It ought to be a part of our life. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." You say, "Pastor, that's hard." Yeah, there are some times in life where it's difficult. But we can still give thanks unto the Lord. And so the expectation, when ye will offer. Then notice, I call it the example. He goes on, he says, "When ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will." Content of the offering. The thanksgiving offering was an offering brought as an expression of gratitude for the blessings that had been received. The thank offering was a part of the peace offering sacrifices. And as believers, we certainly have many blessings. And we sing that song at times, count your many blessings and name them one by one. You ever try to do that? Take you all day, and all night, and all the next day. Because every day you get a new blessing. There's not a day that goes by, but God blesses you in one way or another. And so we ought to give thanks to God for his blessings. We ought to thank others for the blessings that we receive from them as well. These blessings, these benefits, of course, as I've already mentioned, begins with our salvation. You know, when we were first saved, we might have thanked God, but have we thanked him often for our salvation? The fact that we are free, as the pastor mentioned in his message this morning, we're free from the bondage of sin. And we have the benefit of our salvation. And it begins there. It begins with our salvation, but it continues on throughout our lives. In Psalms 103 and in verse number 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Again, in Psalm 68, verse 19, bless the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. The Lord daily gives us spiritual blessings. He gives us temporal blessings. He gives us mercies day by day. They're new every morning. He gives them to us in abundance. And not only are they abundant, but they are daily. Let me ask you one of my stupid questions. How many of you this past week did not receive a blessing? Oh, I thought Amy was going to raise her hand, but she was just scratching her head. But no, we've all received a blessing this week. I could narrow that down. Have you received a blessing today? Yeah, I was able to get out of bed this morning. And only one knee creaked, or whatever you call it. But blessings are ours on a daily basis. They're not only abundant, but they are daily in our lives. It's not that which he does for us on occasion, but it's that which he does for us on a daily basis. The word loadeth could speak of burdens. I mentioned this to our senior saints at our last breakfast. You know, when there are burdens, we have the blessing of the fact that God carries those burdens for us. We don't have to carry them by ourselves. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You know, casting all your care, not just some of them, all of them. I always remember the story, and maybe it's been told here, I might have even told it here, but a farmer was returning to his farm. He had been into town, and he had his horse and wagon, and he was going along, and one of his neighbors was walking down the road with a bag of feed on his shoulder, and he stopped and said, hop in. He said, I'll give you a ride home. And he said, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. He hopped up into the wagon, and they started off down the road, and he turned around. He noticed he still had that bag of feed on his shoulder. And he said, well, put the bag down, relax a little bit. And he says, well, he says, I'm so grateful. He says, you've given me a ride. He says, I don't expect you to carry the sack too. You know, how many times are we like that? Lord, take care of this burden, but I'll take care of this other one. I'll do it myself. And we just simply do not rely upon him to carry our burdens for us. But either way, we have great reason for which to give thanks. We can continually bring our sacrifices of thanksgiving. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Once in a while? No, continually. Continually giving, just as the benefits come to us on a daily basis. Let us give thanks to the Lord on a daily basis as well. And then I have titled this, The Character of the Offering. Under the law, thanks offerings were to be a free will offering. up in verse number 19 of Leviticus chapter 22. Ye shall offer at your own will. You shall offer at your own will. And he's talking about all the offerings, all the sacrifices at this particular time. You know, they could bring an offering of their choice. Again, let me read verse 19. You shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the beeves, of the sheep, or the goats, but whatsoever. You know, and he goes on and gives regulations. So he's, you know, he could bring different sacrifices. You could bring different offerings. They, of course, were to be brought in accordance to the requirements that God had laid out for the bringing of the sacrifices. But they were offerings to be accepted of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Acceptable to God. Thanksgiving is that which is or should be spontaneous in our life. Again, in Exodus chapter 35 and verse 29, the children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all the manner of work which the Lord had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses, whose heart made them willing. Do we bring a willing thanksgiving to the Lord? Or is it that which is we feel is an obligation? Well, I think it's an obligation, but I think we ought to do it willingly too. It is that which is given voluntarily, for it is that which is, does not become compulsory, but willing. In Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 3, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. Do I give thanks to God? My own voluntary will. Willingly give thanks to the Lord. You know, the Lord does not constrain us to give thanks. But I believe he does expect us to give thanks. And he rejoices in us giving thanks. And when thanksgiving is spontaneous, and when it's voluntary, it then becomes joyous. In Psalms 107, verse 22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Just rejoice in what the Lord does in our life. The good things, the uncomfortable things, God is working in our lives to the praise of his glory. And when we ponder on that which God told Moses to pass on to the people, the truths we can apply to our lives today, is quite obvious. The giving of thanks is an attitude of the heart. Dr. Charles Brown. How many of you know Dr. Charles Brown? That's what I thought. I don't know him either. But he wrote this little reading. Thankfulness is the attitude, and its expression is thanksgiving. It is a return of a blessing from the heart of the one blessed. It is recognition of favor and favor given back. It is prevention for discouragement and rebellion, an ingredient of obtaining a peaceful mind. It is a sacrifice God accepts when given from a willing heart. It is part of the atmosphere in which all Christian graces are grown, a strength in times of need, a source of joy in times of confusion, a thing to hold to in times of uncertainty. And we're certainly living in times of uncertainty today. And thanksgiving ought to be something we hold on to in our lives today. The Lord has in the past, the Lord is doing so today, and the Lord will continue into the future to be listening for the sound of a thankful heart. Again, another little reading. I have no idea again who wrote this one. It says, when our hearts are filled with gratefulness, we may feel like our thanksgiving is inadequate. And I'm sure all of us at times feel that way. Our thanksgiving, our praise is inadequate. But we can be certain that our thanksgiving is always appropriate. It will gladden the heart of God to hear your heartful thanks being freely offered to him today? Are we freely offering our thanksgiving unto the Lord? Thanksgiving is being a blessing because you have received a blessing. And the character of our thanksgiving and the attitude of our heart can make a difference in our thanksgiving being acceptable, well-pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Let's pray. Our most gracious God and Heavenly Father, truly tonight we have so much for which to give thanks. We're thankful, dear Father, first of all, that you sent your only beloved Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We're thankful tonight that your grace is sufficient. We're thankful tonight that your mercies are new every morning. And we could go on and on, and just the many, 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 many blessings that you have given us. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be people of thanksgiving. Thankful for what you do on a daily basis. For so many little blessings and big blessings that you give us on a daily basis. Thankful for our spouses. Thankful for our parents, for our children. Thankful for the employment you give us. And oh, we could just keep going, Lord. But help us to be men and women of thanksgiving. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.